Hello and welcome to Gamercast episode 267, Raged. This is the show recorded on the 8th of October, 2011. Hello, I'm your host, my name's Paul, and joining me this week is Catherine.
Hello!
Hello. This week's episode is going to be kind of compressed.
As much as possible.
So we're not going to do a letter section, even though we have 50 letters, of course, or a name that game this week. This is mainly because we're in the process of moving our studio and also residence at the same time, and we have to pack, which is why this show's also up a day early, because tomorrow we will be without internet.
Now for the news.
So first up in the news, So, a game called Wonton 51.
We don't need to talk about this.
I'm talking about this. Don't be mean. There's new...
Man.
Well, Paul won't like it anyway because it's an iOS game.
Why are we talking about this?
Because I'm talking about it. So...
Is this an advert for that bloke?
It's a cool game.
Whatever his name is. The person you know. It is, isn't it? I knew you'd sneak this in here. We want a check in the post.
Don't be mean.
Okay, as a suggestion, we'd like a check in the post.
So Wonton 51, as you probably won't guess from the name at all, because Wonton Food and 51, I'm not sure if that's a pseudo-reference or not. It might be. But then 51 is... Oh. Go one? I don't know.
What are you... Come on, man.
Doesn't matter.
We've got a pack and it's almost 7 o'clock.
So, it's a shmup on a phone, and you're sliding across from side to side and shooting stuff. I remember that it was kind of... It's similar in a sense to, like... Cannibal, in a sense that you're trying to dodge things as well. Because in a shmup, you will have stuff to dodge, but not usually. But there's things in the way, so you have to make sure to slide from side to side and shoot the things. And it's got, like, big bosses like you get from normal shooters, and lots of bullets on screen at once. And so it's kind of, I believe, I don't know because I haven't actually played it because it's not out yet, but, like, pixel kind of perfect dodging, like a lot of shmups have. So you've got this one pixel you kind of have to protect and stop from the bullets from hitting you. But yeah, it looks really cool, and it just got approved by Apple recently. The game itself comes out on what I believe I've read is October 25th, so just before the end of the month. But I was just going to read something about it. There you go. So I'll read like the kind of synopsis of the game, which is... World-famous ramen chef, that's why it's called Wonton, Johnny Powerslide's girlfriend has been kidnapped by the nefarious Baron Wonton. Now Johnny's in a wicked rage and ready to super dash combo into fierce and save the day. Hurtle at literal mega speed down the highway of bullet hell, icing bad guys, destroying chaos fortresses, and slurping on delicious noodles as you save Cookie. Cookie, who I believe is the girlfriend. And apparently sucker MCs need not apply. Either way, it's kind of like a harmless kind of little game. Ooh, poop. Sorry. And it looks pretty cool. I don't know what the price point is for it. And it's going to... Well, I know they've been testing it on the iPhone 3G as well. To make sure it runs on older iPod devices or iOS devices or whatever you want to call them. But it looks pretty cool. I'll definitely be buying it. Not just because I know the people who have made it, but purely on the basis that it does actually look quite fun. And yeah. So that's cool. Just a brief mention for a little iOS game, as we don't really mention iOS games on the show anyway. So yeah, check that out. Search for it on the internet. It's made by Quarter Circle Punch Gameworks. So type those into Google and you'll find their official website. They've got a Facebook and a Twitter as well.
Check in the post, please.
No, don't say things like that. It's rude.
Hey, look, Tim Willits. Where's our check, mate?
Next up, Crusader Kings 2 news.
Is this some sort of grand strategy game?
I believe it should maybe be. should maybe be. Because it's a new Paradox Interactive title, they're, of course, well known for their grand strategy
titles.
Yeah.
Do they make Call of Duty?
Yeah, because Call of Duty is a grand strategy game.
But I've got my boop boop and my zoom and my.
That's like a grenade or something. That didn't sound like anything.
Yeah, come
like
on.
A grenade.
Come on. Start talking about Call of Duty.
So, Crusader Kings 2, they're doing Paradox is doing a competition for it, in which you can get your family's name. So, when they say family name, of course, they mean surname, included in as one of the dynasties in Crusader Kings 2.
Lord Smith.
Yep. And in order to do that, all you have to do is tell Paradox Interactive the most outrageous story about your family name. It can be true or a fib or whatever. It's up to you. All you have to do is post on their forums, tell them your name, the origin, and the story behind it, and you've got until October 31st to get your answers in, and then you've got a chance to get your name in the game, which is pretty cool. Of course, your first name will not be in the game, but your surname will be. And if you've got quite an obscure surname, then that'd be quite cool. And the game itself is coming out 2012 for PC, of course. Next up, Julia news, or would you say it's Julia? It's got a little dot.
That's how you spell Julia.
It is, except it's just got dots in between.
Because it stands for Julia. 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 Leah. Ia. A.
Great.
So, I think good.
Julia's a... Well, it just got announced by Lace Member Global, who are releasing it. And it's a sci-fi adventure game that's coming out. They've given it a date of early 2012... What it is, they've said it's a narrative-driven adventure game. All adventure games are all narrative-driven anyway. But it's set in the year 2430, and it follows a girlie called Rachel Manners. I say girlie, I don't know how old she is. She's probably middle-aged or something like that. Who is an astrobiologist and a member of an elite group of scientists who are sent off into space to explore the first kind of extraterrestrial life forms that they've kind of discovered. It's kind of...
What? Superman?
Yeah, Superman. Oh, he's cute.
What?
I've seen some of those. They were at the AES show. Some people had those.
Are you talking about this game? I'm talking about what
Paul is looking at right now. So, it's... Like, it starts off similar to, like, a lot of kind of space... films and anything, really. Any kind of fiction in space. Where she wakes up from her cryogenic sleep. Rudely awaken and she doesn't know what's going on. She was asleep. She's like, what's going on? And then she finds out that she's kind of the last survivor. And her only companion is Julia, who is the spaceship's AI. So similar to that, so think of Julia as like a HAL. You remember HAL, don't you, in 2001?
Yes.
HAL's cool. And she's apparently a MoBot, which is a
hobo
reconnaissance robot, but she's kind of like the spaceship's... Oh, wait, sorry, I'm reading that wrong. MoBot as well, who is a robot. So there's MoBot, Julia the AI, and Rachel herself. And, like, together you kind of have to solve what's
together,
happened.
They become Captain Planet! Sod off, you stupid heart kid.
I'm sure if we look back at an older show where you mentioned Captain Planet, you'll say the exact same thing.
That's because it's brilliant. And
I bet, word for word, you'll say those exact same things. Are you going to bring up the heart kid? Yeah, so together, like, they all kind of have to try and figure out what's happened aboard the ship and kind of sort that out. It looks quite cool. There's a nice picture of some space, as in space and a planet and a ship. And, of course, anything with computer AI is usually quite cool. Because, like, of course, the biggest influence would be 2001 Space Odyssey. So hopefully it's quite nice. I'm not sure what developer's working on it, though. I haven't got it written down here. It could be German. Later member, of course, pick up a lot of German developers. But it sounds pretty cool, so it'd be nice, because it might be slightly more sinister than...
Julie LaForge was one of the voice actors in Captain Planet.
Kath Soucie as well. She was a voice actor in... what's it called? The...
Sonic...
The LucasArts adventure game with the dude on the bike who's similar to Eddie Riggs. I can't think what it's called. My brain's not working right now. I'm too tired anyway.
Let's rock on with the show.
This game sounds pretty cool.
Is here.
It's got a more sinister kind of aspect to it than most adventure games do as well.
113 episodes.
Can you scroll down?
Six seasons. We have to download that.
What some cool news, which I didn't think was actually going to happen. Sega have announced that Yakuza Dead Souls, which is of course in Japan called Yakuza of the End, is coming out in the West. So oddly, as of course they've released all the other Yakuza games now except for Kenzan, which was so Japanese they obviously felt it wasn't going to work in the market, and Yakuza Dead Souls is now coming out over here. Dead Souls is of course quite different because there's like zombies in Yakuza. So the red light district of Tokyo is under attack from hordes of zombies, and they're the kind of fast style zombies, not like the slow Romero style, more than 28 days later Left Dead style. That's Fran, what everyone likes.
Fran asked me for some 28 days later stickers today, and I was like, I don't have that film. I still didn't get it. I was like, oh, God's sake.
But then, of course, while you're trying to take out these zombies, then you've also still got the Japanese underground Yakuza kind of stuff going on as well.
Yakuza zombies. Mm-hmm. All right.
Dead Souls allows you to play through the eyes of four of the characters from the series. And have they said March 2012 for it? Of course, as it's a Yakuza game, it will be a PS3 only title. It could be quite fun. Of course, it won't be your usual Yakuza, but it might be quite nice to have something quite different. Of course, I believe that studio are the guys that are working on Binary Domain as well. I think I remember reading it was the Yakuza guys that were working on Binary Domain. So it's quite nice that we'll get this as well now. Hopefully it won't be too cut down, like how they did it with Yakuza 4... Or was it 3? No, Yakuza 3. Was it 3? I don't know. So that's cool news. Another game came right out here that we may not have thought was going to come out. Or I might not have thought was going to come out. Next up, some Rabbids news. They're doing a Raving Rabbids TV show now.
Great.
Yep. So Nickelodeon have done a deal with Ubisoft. That is at the start of 2013. So not this year. So they've got a while to make the episodes. At the beginning of 2013, they're going to broadcast 78 7-minute full CGI snippets in 26. Okay, so there's going to be 26 episodes, and they're going to be half an hour long each. And so they've got like small snippets, so it's going to be more like a sketch show, I suppose, with Rabbids, as opposed to trying to make some kind of story based around them. And that's quite nice because Rabbids are quite enjoyable to watch. At least I remember they used to be. I used to quite enjoy the videos. But quite a few people like them, and they're kind of cutesy, but then also weird at the same time. So that's cool news. It's nice that Ubisoft, once again, are doing a bit more in their kind of other media aspects. So, of course, they've done films recently, and they signed some films deals, I believe, and things like that. So that's cool. Sorry.
Just Dance Free Auto Dance is going to be the...
They've announced
mobile version.
Yes, so it's now available on the iOS App Store thingamajig, and will soon be available on the Android marketplace as well. It's totally free, and it allows you to create dance videos. So, what you do is you record four sequences and then combine them together to make a short video. So similar to what is it? Vid Rhythm, which Harmonix recently released for iOS, which allows you to record very short clips of you saying a sound or making a sound, and then it puts them together to make a song.
Yeah, pretty much.
So it's pretty similar.
Even like that Beat 'em Up on the DS.
Oh yeah,
where you just capture the motions and then build a whole thing out of just those things.
So currently there's three songs available on it, which is Duck Sauce by Barbara Streisand, The Sugar Hill Gang by Apache, and Conscience, Jamaican Dance. And I imagine they'll probably put more songs up. They'll probably put some up that you have to pay for, as it's a free application. And then when you've made the videos, it can upload them onto a special YouTube channel, which hosts all of the auto dance submissions. And as well as that, there's no Facebook. Oh, it's got Facebook integration as well. So you can share it to your Facebook page, but it uploads to this YouTube website.
Indeed.
But it's free, so you might as well check it out if you're just a dance fan.
Which you are not, because everyone likes...
Dance.
Central. Call of Duty.
Okay.
Let's talk about Tekken Hybrid, because Is this some sort of hybrid Tekken tag gamey?
So the reason I was going to mention it is they're doing a new fight stick for it.
Isn't the Tekken versus what's the other one?
Tekken versus Street Fighter. Yeah. No, they haven't actually announced anything new on Tekken versus Street Fighter.
No.
Of course, Street Fighter X Tekken. There's lots of, but they are actually doing a Tekken X Street Fighter 2.
Which one's the one with Toro in on the PSP?
That's Street Fighter X Tekken.
Okay, cool.
But not Tekken X Street Fighter. Because they're doing a new Tekken game at the moment as well, anyway. But in collaboration with the launch of the new Tekken hybrid game, which is a PS3 exclusive, of course, because it's Tekken, they are doing a fight stick, which you can get in the...
Adam's Fight Stick
the
Update.
Namco Arcade Fight Stick Tournament Edition. S, S for super awesome. It's going to be limited to 1,000 units and will be sold exclusively through Club Namco, so kind of like Club Nintendo but Club Namco, on their website. As it's an American website, I'm not sure if it'll actually come out over here, but I thought I'd mention it anyway. But it's going to be $249.99, which is quite expensive, but they're taking pre-orders from October 6th, so 2 days ago. So if you pop on there, if they haven't sold, already allocated all their pre-orders, check it out and you can pop an order in. Tekken Hybrid itself, of course, comes out on November 22nd in America Land. But it's always nice to get special fight sticks.
Sure, more things to clutter the house.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about BAFTA, because this is a new game coming out where you get to
give people awards. Oh my god, that sounds amazing! You can judge games and give them awards based on what you think. And
so yeah, what's going on with this?
They've added two new categories to the BAFTA Game Awards, which is quite nice, because it's nice that they're constantly expanding BAFTA for games, as opposed to just leaving games in the dirt. But it's because, of course, BAFTA are recognising games even more. They've been having loads of events recently. They had an Arkham City event recently, and before that there was Duke Nukem, Child of Eden, stuff like that. And they're adding two new awards. One of which is online and for browser, which is awarded for the best online experience, including social, casual and browser games, and then also online multiplayer, which is awarded for the best online multiplayer games experience. But so it's nice that they're adding new kind of online things. They're also adding a debut game. Is that how you say it?
Debut.
It's a weird word, isn't
debut.
It? Debut game.
Debut.
Which is awarded awarded for the best game from a new development studio that's just started. And of course, for when the BAFTAs are this year. So the next BAFTAs take place in March next year. But the debut game thing will kind of count any games that have been developed in 2011 from a new studio. So that's quite nice for any new studios that are starting up, because of course if they get a BAFTA, then of course it'll get them a bit more kind of eyes looking at them. But yeah, so it's nice that they're adding more. That's cool. Apparently the nominations for the BAFTAs will be announced on the 16th of February as well. It's always weird though when they host events the next year, because then they're looking back at games from the previous year, and I always find that weird.
Fun.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about
MCM Expo. Some new MCM Expo news. So Namco have announced what they've got on show, because of course the event itself is coming up, because it's the 28th to the 30th of October.
Are we going to this?
Might be.
I'll try to see if I can get a day off work.
Can I do?
Maybe I'll run into Danny.
I'll have to buy tickets.
Yeah, so we might be there, and you can get a signed copy of my photo, which you have to buy.
So Namco have announced that they're going to have Soul Calibur 5.
Oh, I can't wait to check that out.
Wait, so why have I got it? Yeah, sorry, Soul Calibur 5. They'll also have Dark Souls on show, even though, of course, Dark Souls is now out. Of course, it's always good to show people the game so they can see how hardcore it is, and then they buy it.
Yes, now it's hardcore, I'm stuck, and now I'm happy.
As well as those two, they're also having Naruto Shippuden Ultimate Ninja Storm Generations, which is, of course, the new beat-em-up Naruto game.
Oh, Danny must be going up there to see that.
Well, they've also got Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball Z Ultimate Tenkaichi, which I'm sure Danny would love to play.
Stupid Danny.
They have also got Saint Seiya Century Battle, a new Saint Seiya game, because of course the last one I believe came out on the PS2. And this is a fighting game where you battle with your companions over levels. As well as that, they'll also have Ridge Racer Unbounded, which they had... Shouldn't it be Unbound? Unbounded. Which is, of course, was on show at Eurogamer Expo as well. And they also have Ben 10 Galactic Racing. And then, of course, we've mentioned the previous people that have already announced their games. So that's cool. So they've got some more stuff on show. It's nice that they've got actually quite a few games. Then, another event, Extended Play 2011. So I was just going to mention this. They've announced that, like, Tiga... Well, I think Tiga helped run the event, I believe. Or have to do with running the event. They've got, like, Ian Livingstone there and stuff like that. But the main thing I was going to say is Extended Play 2011, which happens between the 3rd and the 5th of November in Plymouth. Who's going to go to Plymouth?
I've been to Plymouth before.
I've never been to Plymouth.
It's because it's back round my neck of the woods almost.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah, so what they're doing is it's kind of like a kind of conference thing. So kind of like Game City and those kind of things. But the main thing I wanted to... main reason I wanted to mention it was they're also doing a game jam there. I won't be going, I don't believe. But it sounded pretty cool because they're doing a game jam and they're recommending as many people as possible to come, although they're not doing evenings there, so they're not letting you sleep there because they haven't got either the license or the privileges to have people stay over. But there'll be like certain working hours that you can go to the game jam, but I thought I'd mention it for that. So if anyone hasn't done a game jam before and would love to create a game in 48 hours,
no thanks,
pop to Extended Play 2011. You can go on their website. I believe you have to buy tickets and then you can take part. Some Xbox 360 news.
Yeah, so finally we got some interesting news on the show. So basically, Microsoft have announced a huge lineup of TV partners for their new Xbox Live TV stuff.
Oh, why? What kind of partners?
Well, since I only care about the UK ones, I'm only going to read the UK ones. The BBC, Channel 4, and Channel 5. And of course, we already have Beat Sky B.
We've got a few others. Maybe not. Well, the Love Film will come into it now, aren't they?
Oh, but who cares?
Some people might.
So yeah, I mean, it's basically they announced 40 odd TV providers who are signing up with it. So this is good, because obviously this. Actually, why is this good? Why can't I just watch all this stuff on my normal TV anyway?
I don't know, maybe you got your 360 on and you're like, oh no, I'm missing blah blah.
Oh no, let's quickly, watch let's this turn. With Fran, and I can send him a message. Hey Fran, stop being a noob. But I mean, BBC, obviously, live streaming and on demand stuff is nice.
Yeah, it'd be a nice thing to have.
It is nice because it's, well, we're not entirely sure what they mean by BBC. Will it be equivalent to iPlayer or not?
So if they just said BBC, that's it.
Yeah. But yeah, this is obviously a massive step forward, and like I said many times in the past, they need to get the BBC on the Xbox, because no offence Sky, I ain't paying that much money for a crappy television. No offence, like, well actually yeah, I mean offence, you suck. Yeah, so that's coming to Xbox later this fall, as they say.
Yes.
So probably with the new dashboard update, which is not really sure when it's coming out.
Yeah, they've just said before Christmas,
but
really.
Usually they're in November. So, and we expect there'd be a public preview for it, maybe end of this month, perhaps.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's an impressive lineup. I'm glad the BBC and Channel 4 are on there. Channel 5, obviously, no one cares about. And ITV are missing, but they both suck anyway, so what's the big deal? Anyway, let's talk about EVE Online. Because this is a fun, super happy game where people waste their fun, super happy, sad lives.
So I know lots of people who quite like it. So
what,
I was,
what's this?
If you, so there's
do
a.
Do you dare compete with World of
there's
Warcraft?
There's a CCP blog that you can look at, specifically Zulu's blog, and they've gone into lots of detail about the new expansion that's coming out.
So this is about the new expansion.
Yeah, so there's a Winter 2011 expansion that's coming out. So if you pop on there, you can find out about it. And that's pretty much it. Because it was just some quick news to mention.
Yep, the Unreal Engine's also been ported to the web.
Yes, and can run through Flash, I believe.
Yeah, so nice to see Epic Games are keeping up with the times and supporting Flash. Oh, wait. So yeah, I mean, this is great and all, but
American meat.
What's he got? Funny face.
Funny face.
Oh, that's Charlotte. Oh, sorry. Yeah. So now the Unreal Engine's available. Why are we even talking about this?
It was just me mentioning the fact that it now supports Flash. So of course, then that means more kind of development for it. Because if you can have it run through Flash, that's a big thing.
Yeah.
It is.
Even Flash is on its way out.
Yeah, but it's just another... Well, because otherwise it's really hard to get Unreal to run on some things. Because, of course, it's more of a... Well, it's not really high-end PC anymore, but it was a high-end PC kind of development kit.
Okay.
Arcana Hearts
3... Oh, actually, we'll say now. Yeah, Flash Player 11 is hardware-accelerated, so yeah, it would make sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Arcana Hearts 3 news. There are some new character colours that are available now.
Fine.
So... Yeah, it costs 400 points, but the bundle allows you to have 5 new colours for each of the 23 characters that are available.
Great.
This is available now, and is on 360 and PS3. If you want to just buy the specific characters, and you don't play as all 23, because not everyone's got to play as all 23 characters, you can buy them individually in sets of 2 and 3 characters.
For 100 million...
Which are priced at 80 Microsoft points each. So if, say, you just wanted two people... Well, one person who's in a pack, you might as well just spend that out instead of everyone. So that's
awesome
cool.
Nords. Why are we talking about this?
Why? Because I want
to. Because it's awesome. That's what you're supposed to say.
Because it's awesome. They've announced one of the new characters. Well, I say new characters. They've had him playable, but they've announced the backstory for one of the characters, who is called Clunk, and he's like a big robot dude. He's got a really cute backstory. Sadly, it's different on a few places, so like there was the press release for it, which is different to the one that's on the website and stuff like that, which is kind of weird. But it's really cute because he was like this robot who was using like a robot army, and then he... kind of lost his job because the supervillain died, and then he ended up having to like make a living in a harsh economy, and I thought that was sounding really cute because he had to clean dishes and bathrooms and stuff like that. But either way, there's a really cute backstory. If you pop on the website, which is awesomenauts.com or something like that, there's backstories on the characters. There's only backstories for 4 of them, I believe, and there's another 2 still to come. But it's looking like a really cool game, and I've played it a couple of times. It's nice.
But it's not Tim Willits.
It's not Tim Willits. What? There should be a Tim Willits game? Tim Willits the game. Yeah? Awesomenauts is coming out... It should be sometime this year.
It's basically just a text adventure where you have to explain to your captors why you haven't made Doom 4 yet.
Okay, cool. And Awesomenauts, for those that don't know, is a 2D side-scrolling mobile game on XBLA and PSN. And that's kind of it for the news this week.
Releases this week.
We've got, of course, the mighty, epic, super release, which is Forza Motorsport 4. So,
Paul,
yeah,
you can give some opinion on this. You played the demo.
It's Forza Motorsport. We like Forza Motorsport. It's a good racing game. It's far better than that Gran Turismo rubbish. And Gran, don't get me started on Gran Turismo.
Why have you got to say it like that?
Man, it's just not good. So yeah, Forza 4 is basically, if you like a track racing game where you have to have a career and buy cars and do that sort of stuff, there's no game better than Forza Motorsport. This one's got improved graphics, better social features and stuff like that, and obviously you've still got all the normal sort of features like the marketplace where you can sell cars and designs for the cars and stuff like that. But also it has Kinect support as well. So there's a couple of different ways you can utilise that. You can either play the game with Kinect, where you hold up your arms like a retard and drive your car. Obviously I would recommend not doing that, because it'll be like playing Kinect Joyride and you'll want to shoot yourself in the face. But importantly, it's got features for more sort of normal people, shall I say. So yeah, it supports head tracking, so you can look around in your car just by moving your head rather than having to, you know, fiddle about with the analog sticks on your controller, which is nice. That's sort of the key feature I'm looking forward to, because it's a good feature that Gran Turismo had in the last release, and it's nice to see it on the Xbox in a racing game with Kinect. And then you've also got the faff about in your car mode, where you can walk around your car and zoom in on it and fiddle about with bits on it. So that's cool as well. Yeah, buy it. It's good. It's got loads of cars. It's got tracks. It's got tracks, it's got cars. Help.
You done?
I'm waiting for you to say something.
Well, I saw adverts for it on the Underground today. Big pictures of cars.
In other news, if you thought FIFA sucked,
you're not a FIFA fan, play
Pro Evolution Soccer 2012.
Yes.
Because, of course, Pro Evolution is the superior game to FIFA.
Is it this year?
It is every year. I interviewed the man... the man with the knowledge about this very topic earlier in the week. I was like, so is FIFA actually realistically caught up with Pro Evolution in any sensible way? His answer was no.
I see.
So Pro Evolution is still where it's at if you want to play a proper football game.
And without the teams and all that stuff.
Oh, who cares about that?
Yeah. So yeah, new Pro Evo, of course, is coming out on every platform. Not as many as FIFA did, so it's not coming out on the PS2. There may be a PSP release. It's coming out on Wii, 360.
Did FIFA 12 come out on the DS?
It came out on the 3DS.
Yeah, because I had someone ask me today, did it come out on the DS? I'm like,
I'm not sure if it came out on the DS.
I'll have a Wii look for you, but I could only find 3DS copies. So I was like, now I got a feeling it might be 3DS only. And then she like thought, oh, that's silly, isn't it?
I'm like,
well, why did you buy your crappy DS when you could have bought this 3DS, which you turned your nose up 3 weeks ago? Exactly. I warned you this would happen, and now your kid's crying. I hope you're happy.
Because they want FIFA. I want FIFA now.
So anyway, Dead Rising 2 Off the Record is also coming out.
Yes, this is of course the Dead Rising 2 game where you get to play as Frank West.
He's
covered wars, you know.
Frank West is the guy from the first game.
Who's covered wars?
Is far more hardcore than
and
that.
Chuck Green
bloke.
Chuck Green has a cool jacket though.
Yeah, which I will wear because it's mine.
It's mine.
It don't fit you.
Mine. Even though it doesn't fit me.
Fits you.
Mine. Yes, so you get to play through Dead Rising 2 with a slightly different story.
Actually, maybe I should wear it to work on Monday and see if anyone gets the reference.
Could do.
They'll be like, what's that? I'm really like, don't you know? Are you some sort of noob?
Yeah, so Frank's back. He's got his camera. It's going to be awesome. And it's well cheap. It's got a recommended retail of £30. Most websites have it up for about £20.
Cool.
So I highly recommend that.
Might and Magic, what, have they changed the order?
Yeah, they've changed the order of the
Okay, so
the
Heroes name. Of Might and Magic 6 is out, although it's Might and Magic Heroes 6.
Yes.
What's the deal with this?
So it's set...
Do we not know?
For Heroes 5, it's like all the previous ones, really.
Okay, cool. So if you
but
like
a
your...
a newer version, and of course they've made bits better.
Yeah, if you like your funny name.
Changed
the
gameplay slightly, yeah, they've added a bit more of a community aspect to it as well.
Skylanders is also coming out. This is the game with the funky thing that comes with it.
It's got little toys. So Skylanders, Spyro's Adventure, which has the Spyro that looks like he's been chewed by a dog and spat out.
Yeah, not the good one.
I love what Spyro used to look like.
Now
he was a really nice looking little dragon, and now they've kind of
now he looks like a hobo.
It's to make him edgy. Call of Duty edgy.
Well, it's like Sonic. The old Sonic was so much
better. Okay, old Sonic is better, but new Sonic is alright as well. He's just got his longer legs. They just made him edgier, but not as edgy as Spyro does now.
It's like when the owners of the company said, we want this character to be more edgy. 10 times edgier than Sonic the Hedgehog is, and this is what you get.
I don't know, I quite like new Sonic still. In contrast to original Sonic.
Anyway, let's talk about this game, shall we?
Yes. So, Skylanders Spyro's Adventure uses, like, cards and little toys to help you play the game. So, I mean, to be honest, I have not looked into this game, mainly because I like original Spyro.
All I know is it's got weird stuff.
I suppose I'm being quite harsh.
Which is why it's expensive.
I'm being quite harsh in that I haven't really read up on it because of that. But I was a Spyro fan because it's a good platformer. It's not Ratchet and Clank, but Spyro's always been quite good because Insomniac always did a good job of it when they used to do it.
Yeah.
But, so, No, I was going to say the prices. So
60 quid.
Yeah, you get a starter pack, which is the game. That's the only way to get the game, as far as I can see. And that comes with three toys to start you off, so that you get Spyro, Gil Grunt, and Trigger Happy. And then you can also purchase more toys afterwards. That's got an RP of 60 quid. On play, it's like 50. You may be able to find it cheaper elsewhere, I don't know. As well as that, you get like a poster, trading card, sticker sheet, web codes. I'm not sure how you put the characters into the game. I'm not sure if it requires a camera or if there's a code that you just type in. There has to be a bit more functionality or interactivity between the two, because otherwise it'd seem a little silly if you just got these pointless toys.
Aye.
But as well as that, oh, I suppose I should say, like, the kind of thing it is, I believe you're kind of just battling creatures across different places. It's not like a platformer like Spyro anymore. Then as well as that, you can buy a triple character pack, which is three of the characters, which are in set kind of combinations, for $17.99. Or you can buy one character for $7.49. This game is really expensive.
I don't think this game's going to do very well.
Well, it hasn't had that much marketing, has it? Because, of course, all the marketing at the moment from Activision is being spent on Modern Warfare 3.
I don't think this game is going to do very well. Not that sort of money.
It's a lot of money to fork out for a Spyro game that doesn't look very cute.
Let's talk about Red Dead Redemption Game of the Year Edition, because now they've re-released them, so now you can buy them in one pack.
So you'll be able to get all the DLC and little bits and bobs have added. So
and the zombies.
Yes, and the zombies. And it all comes together in one neat package in the Game of the Year Edition.
Cool. Spider-Man game coming out as well.
Yes, Spider-Man Edge of Time, which is, I'm not sure if it's a direct sequel, but it's kind of, well, it's made by the same guys, but of course Shattered Dimensions came out last year now, I believe, and Edge of Time is the newest one from Beenox, the guys who actually made the last one, which was actually a really good Spider-Man game, and this one has the chance of being good as well. You take control of Amazing Spider-Man and 2099 Spider-Man, so they took out the Spider-Man Noir, was that what it was called? I'm not sure.
L.A. Noir.
It was a nice Spider-Man. It was more stealthy. But they've taken him out, and they've got 2099 and Amazing Spider-Man. And the two of them have to correct a time stream issue where everything's kind of gone wrong, and there's like a bad future that's come about, which means the death of Peter Parker. And they've got to try and solve that so it doesn't happen. It's got Black Cat in it. I saw her in a trailer. She actually looked really quite nice. And of course, all your usual kind of stuff. I think I saw Rhino in the trailer that I saw, and it looks good. I imagine it's going to be good, because the last one was alright, and this will probably be quite nice as well. And this is coming out for like PS3, 360, Wii, DS. But I think it's good. It looks good. It's nice that Spider-Man, they're doing a good job with Spider-Man at the moment. Because they're not constrained to like having it done for a film, even though they will, of course, because there will most definitely, I guess, be a new game for the film when it comes out. Because they're revamping the films. Did you know that? Even though Tobey Maguire only did the new one quite recently. I say quite recently, it was probably like 10 years ago the first one came out, wasn't it? I don't know. Came out a while ago. I remember being in France when it came out. Maybe. Was that in France?
Who cares? Let's talk
about...
I'm
just jabbering on.
Airline Tycoon 2.
Yes.
So I take this as a PC game.
Yes, it's a PC game. New Airline Tycoon game, of course, number 2. Last one, I'm not sure when that came out, probably quite a while ago. So I watched a video of it, and it actually looks quite cool. I'm not sure on how in-depth some of the Tycoon stuff goes, but like you can choose the time schedules for when your planes fly out, and then see it on maps and like make sure they don't collide and things like that. And as well as that,
what has to air traffic control to worry about?
Well, yeah, but you were mainly setting the times and stuff like that. But as well as that, it was quite interesting because you then customise the insides of your planes. And the customization is actually quite nice because the video, of course, showed kind of like a really quick montage of different seats, different like carpets, different colourings. And it looked quite nice because there's a lot of customization to your airline kind of planes and stuff like that. So you could have your own, like, you could have your set of purple planes and your set of blue planes and red planes. I'm not entirely sure on the customization of the outside of your plane, though.
Well, the thing is,
but on the inside, there's a lot.
There's only limited customization you do the outside, because it's not like you can add an extra wing to it, because I'm sure the plane manufacturer won't honor the warranty if you stuck extra wings to the plane.
Well, I get that, but I mean the customization of color and kind of advertising and images and stuff like that.
You could do all that, surely.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's also Farming Simulator 2011 Platinum Edition coming out.
Yes.
This is basically a roll up of all the Farming Simulator stuff released lately.
Yes, so you, of course, get the main Farming Simulator that came out earlier on in the year, I believe, and every single kind of piece of DLC or vehicles or anything like that that have come out since.
Yep.
In one big package.
World Rally Championship 2011 is also coming out.
Yes, the new WRC game.
So can it compete with Dirt? Probably, because Dirt isn't really rally anymore.
When did the last Dirt come out? Quite recently, wasn't it? A few months ago?
Yeah.
Dirt 3, was it?
Yeah. Yeah, back before the summer came out. And then Connectimals now with bears,
yes.
Which, as you can imagine, is Connectimals with bears.
Yes, Connectimals with bears. You can, of course, buy this as a piece of DLC, or if you buy this product, it's the normal Connectimals with the bears on top.
Yeah, so basically, like, a video edition, or platinum edition, or whatever they want to call it, it's a re-release with the DLC.
Yes.
It's just a DLC comes out at the same time.
Yes. Sesame Street, Once Upon a Monster.
So this game is fracking epic for one reason. You can make Elmo dance.
Yes. So this is, of course, the newest game out of Double Fine. This is their first retail release since Brutal Legend. Wow. Of course, because they've been doing their downloadable run of
Halloween
stacking, Costume Quest, and Trench, which, of course, is not out here yet. Sadly. It should be, though, because they've given it a new title and everything. They're probably just waiting for a gap. But yeah, so Sesame Street, Once Upon a Monster.
Demo's up on Xbox Live.
The main characters within it are Elmo and Cookie Monster, and they're kind of talking to you the whole time. It's kind of got a storybook aspect, so which is why it's called Once Upon a Monster, as if it's a story. And it's meant for kids, but it's fun to play as well. There's different levels, so you like dancing around, kind of playing musical statues.
Yeah, I mean, it's a normal sort of Kinect stuff we've seen everywhere, where kick things, push things, copy what they're doing on the screen, sort of stuff.
Feed little things.
Only it's Sesame Street, yeah. So if you like Sesame Street and you want to punch Elmo in his stupid face, actually,
aww,
I don't think you
can
do
you
that.
You can't punch Elmo.
But you could punch the TV and that would almost give the same effect.
But it's two-player, so of course a parent and a kid, a parent and a child, or anything, you could have just friends playing it. One will be Elmo, one will be Cookie Monster, depending on which side you stand on. And it looks pretty cute. The dialogue's really nice. And it's a Sesame Street game. It'll sell, okay? Especially in America, because, of course, Sesame Street's a bit bigger over there. Considering I'm not sure if you're able to watch Sesame Street over here anymore.
No,
I haven't got a drink, so my throat's getting really dry.
Oh, no, maybe you should let me do some talking. So we've got X-Men Destiny coming out. This isn't a X-Men game. Whoopie-doo-dah.
For the Wii, and you take control of 3 of the X-Men kind of mutants. So I believe it's maybe verging on the kind of 4-sword-style gameplay, where you've got 3 kind of helping each other out and you've got to take on different abilities and stuff like that.
Fun.
There wasn't a trailer for this that I could find, though, so...
Fun.
And then finally, another Kinect title, Michael Phelps Push the Limit. This
so
is a
if you want
swimming
your
game.
Your fitness gamies.
This is well weird. I watched the trailer for it.
Yeah, if you want to get knackered after 2 minutes of playing on your Xbox.
It had them playing it as well. And it was really weird because, like, you had to dive, so you put your arms out and then you had to push yourself forwards to dive in, and then you actually had to move your hands or your arms as if you're swimming.
Well, it's Kinect, isn't it?
And then there's the push the limit point. Well, actually, you've got to, when you get to the edge, you've got to push, I think, push your hands out forwards, and it turns him over in the water and then starts swimming the other way.
You grab the side and then push off with your feet.
Well, yeah. But the only motion they could do without using your feet was just push your hands
forward. Just do a funky backwards flip and that would achieve the same thing.
Of course, because everyone can do that.
Well, if you can't, then you're obviously a fatty and you need to sort yourself out.
But yeah, so then, like, they were continuing swimming. I'm not sure how many different strokes there are, because they just kind of showed...
I do
like,
my ninja up front skyward backward kicks all the time.
Okay, so actually it's got apparently freestyle, whatever that means, backstroke, butterfly and breaststroke races. And they can do short and long distances. So then at one point during the race that I saw in the video, it came up and said push the limit, where you then had to try and go even faster. So you're already knackered enough, and then you've got to knack yourself out even more. And then you've got, I think it was, you push your arm out to try and grab the side to win the race.
To try and grab your competitors and drown the little bastards.
So what I thought was quite odd was, in the video, there was always 2 people playing, but it looked like there was only 1 person playing. However, well, because many only focused on Michael Phelps, who they were playing as. There is 1 to 3 players in online mode, and 1v1 on split screen, and local team parties as well for up to 8 players. So then you'd kind of switch places. But it looked really creepy as well, because to be fair, I'm not used to seeing men in swimming trunks in a game. It was quite surreal, because they were, because you know how like they were lining up waiting to dive in, and it was just like this shot of all these either really muscly men or really skinny men wearing the trunks, and I was just like, this is a really weird sight, I'm not used to seeing this.
You obviously don't go down a swimming pool enough and don't do any swimming, do you?
I'm not a very good swimmer.
I am.
I'm not a very good swimmer.
I can swim 10 miles over the course of an afternoon.
But yeah, it was quite weird, so maybe if you want to see muscly men swimming or something like that, maybe this is a game for you as well. I don't know. But it's Connectile. And if you're a fan of swimming, check it out. It's actually made by Blitz and using the Blitz tech, so it actually looks quite nice. And that's kind of the releases for this week. So biggest release, of course, well, Forza 4, I'd say. Biggest release?
Well, Forza Motorsport 4, we're no doubt selling most.
But in my eyes, the kind of coolest releases, actually there's quite a few. So Dead Rising 2 off the record is pretty cool. Spider-Man Edge of Time has my thumbs up, as well as Sesame Street Once Upon a Monster. But I'll also give a mention to Red Dead Redemption Game of the Year, because it's really cool, even though I haven't finished it yet. Which I feel really bad for not finishing yet.
Previews and or reviews.
Okay, this week we are reviewing Rage. Rage is, of course, a new game developed by id Software. Using id Tech 5, developed by John Carmack. Single-handedly developed by John Carmack.
Oh,
because,
yeah,
of course, he is the man, the legend.
He hasn't got anyone else helping
when
him.
When he's not
him.
Busy building spacecraft, he's writing game engines using OpenGL. But anyway, so yeah, Rage, this is a game I've sort of not been terribly interested in, because I'm like, well, we've had post-apocalyptic jib-jabby sort of stuff lately. Do I really want any more of that? The answer is no. But the game is good. This is why. Because you go up to someone and you shoot them, and it feels like an id Software game. So yeah, fun.
So we've had it for a little while now.
Although they could do me a favour. Look, Tim, let's do me a favour. Get rid of the stupid quest givers. Utterly pointless unless you're going to do it right. Yeah, just, you know, you don't need to try and make it like Borderlands, because that sort of stuff just dragged Borderlands down, in my opinion. You know, stop man.
Stop man.
You know, you're trying to spread out, trying to make it, oh, look, we've got role-playing elements and all this stuff. Just make a good shooter. Nice, simple shooter. Go around, go up to some dude, double-barrel shotgun, Anarchy Edition in the face.
So, of course, like, the main version you can get is the Anarchy Edition, as Paul just mentioned, which has, like, the double-barrel shotgun. Is it a double-barrel combat shotgun, or is it just double-barrel shotgun?
Double-barrel,
you
man.
You get some Fists of Rage.
Like in Doom 2.
Was there something else? Did you get a certain buggy as well?
If you look at the front of the box, does it not say?
No.
Oh, it doesn't on our copy. How irritating.
Yeah, it's because it's promo.
But then ours isn't a proper UK copy. No. You get 4 things. You get a specific buggy car thing.
Oh, you get a different kind of costume as well to pick.
And so, you get the multiple.
It makes you good at lots of
Jeremy
things.
Jeremy merged togethery costume, which has the best aspects of the other suits you can wear, because of course it's got the role playing jib jab in there as well.
Which I found really confusing, because it doesn't tell you exactly what they
do. Which just seems pointless. You know, it's tacked on to say, oh, look, we can do this cool thing, but then it's like, it doesn't seem to make any difference to the game.
So, played it for quite a bit. The driving's alright, but it gets even better when you've got missiles. So you've got homing missiles on your car, it's amazing, because as long as you don't run out of ammo, you're just breathing down, oh no, look, a guy is coming towards you. Shoot him, and then there's a huge explosion, and you just drive by, and you're like, yeah, I'm badass, hardcore, awesomeness, and just keep driving. And then just do it when the next guy comes along as well. And then again, and again. Homing missiles.
There's
are
also
awesome.
Some classic sort of id Software stuff in there. So what put me off initially was it wasn't going to be a Quake or Doom game. which means I wasn't expecting gore and blood and stuff anywhere. But then there's a bit where there's like walls are just bleeding.
Oh yeah, you quite like that, didn't you?
I was like, oh yeah.
That was in the Dead Sea.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, that was quite id, wasn't it?
Because that is classic id.
As opposed to kind of just deserty, sandy areas.
Yeah, which is a bit boring. You know, when I grow up, I don't want to live in a deserty, sandy area.
But you want to live in the bleeding walls, though.
I don't want to live in a sci-fi space station on some planet where the walls bleed.
I see.
And where's Doom 4? Maybe it's on the third disc. If we had a look.
No, we haven't had a look. I don't think it's on the third disc, though. So, of course, the 360 version comes across three discs. And
so it's PC version.
So it's PC version. PS3, of course, is on one Blu-ray.
BD-ROM.
BD-ROM. Yeah, so, I mean, I haven't played with all the weapons yet. The crossbow seems a little weak. But I only have, a generic bolt type for it. I don't have any of the cool stuff yet. But shotgun's awesome. The rocket launcher's really good. And the assault rifle is best for taking out mutants. I will give you that advice now. It's quite nice because you've kind of got quite a variety of enemies. Because, of course, you used to have that kind of stuff in Doom and Quake anyway. With your quite radically different types. Whereas, at first, I kind of thought Rage was just going to be... Oh, you got these anarchists, which are absolutely amazing. I love the anarchists.
Well, that's what Unreal 2 suffered from. Bad guys who are all humans, who are, like... You know, you had the first level where you're up against these monkey alien dudes. And then the rest of it is just like, I'm shooting people. But there's lots of variety. The only thing is the control setup is a bit weird.
Yeah, so by default, jump is the Y button, and then A is interact. After playing the game for maybe 5 hours, I then decided, you know what, I'm going to switch it so A's jump. But now I keep jumping when trying to pick up items, which is slightly annoying. But I'll get used to it after a while. The mutants themselves, because the anarchists are, of course, humans. Mutants are quite fast, which is slightly annoying because it then means you need a better weapon. You can buy an assault rifle.
You just need to time your weapon, your shots, right?
Well, you need to time the shots or get a fast
you just,
action.
The way to kill weapon. People in id Software games is you go up to them, strafe, so your target cursors will slowly move across the screen over them. Not so you're trying to always keep it on them and then time your shot when it crosses over them. Don't try and aim. Just move the cursor over the screen.
Well, that's easy with the anarchists, but with the mutants it's really hard because they're quite fast at moving.
And
before you know it, you've got three mutants running at you, hitting you with their things.
Just open a gobs and shove a grenade down there. Man.
It's nice. One person actually asked me this and I haven't actually tested yet. Because someone asked if I could shoot the limbs off.
It's a bit fast-paced to be bothering trying to shoot limbs
like,
off.
Like, oh, when they're dead on the floor.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
So I haven't tried that myself. Of course, you can blow their heads totally off if you use a shotgun or anything that's got enough impact on their head.
And you see their brains splatter
out. Yeah, you see their brains splatter out. I shot one guy so close in the head that it put blood on the screen as well. But there's also lots of annoying things. So, like, there's these kind of pussy mutants who spit stuff at you that covers the screen.
Yeah, they're a bit like the boomers in sort of Left 4 Dead.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And they skank you up with all
the
skanky stuff.
And so for a few seconds you can't see, and then they're charging towards you, so you've got to kind of make sure you're constantly moving. As well as that, because the mutants are quite tiny, the anarchists are quite... Well, they're human-sized. And then you've got absolute massive... I was going to swear then, but I won't... mutants. So you've got big ones and you've got even bigger ones within the Dead City, and it's quite good. I quite like it. The only thing I will moan about is the quest givers, as you said.
Pointless, just get rid of it.
And I found myself like running from town to town quite a bit. It's also quite hard to find yourself around. I don't know if maybe there's a map of the wasteland in the instruction book. Just purely on the fact that I wanted to make my way to somewhere in the wasteland. Just Wellsprings or the other one. It begins with a H.
Fraggle Rock.
I want to make my way to one of those, but my quest wanted me to go elsewhere. My quest wanted me to go elsewhere, and I found it too hard trying to find the actual places. Unless I'm just being a little silly and there's a way to access a map, because I couldn't find a way to maximise the mini-map.
Let's talk about graphics and sound. So sound we'll do quickly. Sound is good. Guns feel meaty like they should. Graphics are really nice on consoles. 60 frames per second. None of this 30 frames per second Call of Duty rubbish. The only thing is, some people criticize the graphics because they don't have any over-the-top stupid motion blur or any rubbish
I'd hate motion blur.
This is id Software. They don't use motion blur and stupid over-the-top lighting to hide how bad the game looks.
So the only thing that I will say is, with the mega texture stuff, if you go really close up, you can see the detail quite a bit. But it also depends on the thing. And the thing is, if you want to play this game, you don't have to care about the graphics or anything like that, but it looks amazing. So, like, one of the first shots, you come out of the Ark, and you come out into the wasteland, and you've got this immense vista of these amazing clouds up in the sky, although the skybox does, even though it's absolutely pretty, does seem a little odd in contrast to the environment. Then you've got these massive rolling mountains, and all this crap down below, and all these mountains to your side, and it just looks lovely.
Yeah,
they really did give the best kind of
and view. 60 frames per second is nice because we don't normally see that on consoles. No.
I mean, it's the kind of generic vista that you get from any kind of big game nowadays, that you come out of a small enclosed space and come out into a massive
but it's the
area.
Fact that the stuff in the distance has really good resolution textures,
and it looks nice. It doesn't look cheap. It's like, you just look in the distance, it's like, wow, I can see the detail and all that stuff. It doesn't look crap because it's far away, because usually in a game you'll either have a matte painted background, or it'll be really low res if it's far away because it's showing like a lower level of detail kind of mesh. But you can still see it and it's like, this looks amazing. I was just looking at it for a while and everyone was moaning at me, but like, come on, play the game. Play the game. It's like, I'm looking. It looks nice. But no, I'm really quite enjoying it. I haven't gone down into the sewers yet, so I haven't fought all the different types of guys yet.
Sewers is the...
No, so there's a mission that goes down in some sewage.
Okay, but you've also
well.
Got some of the extra stuff for the missions down there, aren't they?
Yes. What else haven't I done? I played Tombstone and the card game. I can't remember what the card game is. I lost at the card game. I lost a game of Tombstone and then won a game of Tombstone.
There's no Super Monkey Chicken Punch or whatever it's called. Super Turbo Monk...
Is it a chicken or a turkey?
It's a Super Punch Turkey Punch.
Punch. Super Turkey Pinch. What else? It's good. I mean, I'm quite...
Super Turbo Turkey Puncher.
Yeah, there you go. There's loads of small little kind of hints to their other games. I picked up I'm saying their other games. Of course, when I say this one specifically, it was a Bethesda title, and I found a Vault Boy bobblehead. There was also a little Doom bobblehead in the dude's car as well, wasn't there? In the Hagar, that's what it is. I remember that. Wow, they really ripped off the Street Fighter Alpha 3 logo for that, didn't they? I never noticed that before.
Wow, they really ripped off Doom 2 for that as well, didn't they?
Well, that's their own game. But yeah, I mean, have I got anything else that I want to mention about Rage? I know I've got a few notes on it, if I just have a little look at those. So I recommend, if you're going out on a big mission... Like, these are just recommendations for if you're going to pick up the game, or if you've picked up the game and haven't gone that far. I recommend stocking up on ammo, especially if you're going against mutants. If you're going against anarchists, it's fine, because it's easier to conserve your ammo. But with the mutants, I recommend buying the assault rifle from the shop guy at the Hagar Range. Range? Ranch?
Are you spoiling the game for everyone?
No.
Let them work it out.
I'm making recommendations.
Or send us a check. Gimmercast strategy.
The animations are awesome as well. We haven't mentioned those. So the characters are really expressive. There's one guy that you actually haven't seen because I was doing it while you weren't in the room and probably haven't gotten there. But there's this really cool guy. I can't remember what his name is, but I think it began with a V. And he gave me a defibrillator upgrade, which I picked up from hospital and stuff. And he gave that to me. And he's like awesomely animated, and he's got this cute little robot dude on his shoulder who's constantly looking around and blinking and stuff, and he's got these awesome animations on him, and as does everyone else, which is really nice, because even though Deus Ex was awesome, the animations on those characters was really poor, and it's just a nice kind of breath of fresh air to see these people super awesomely animated and stuff like that. At least that's what I think, because I think they're nice and expressive, and that's something that I quite like. And I suppose that's kind of it, really.
Out of 5?
Oh, actually, I will mention the checkpoints.
Oh, yeah.
If you play the game I recommend save after leaving the arc, at least. As at least then you won't have to go through that again, but you have to go through the car journey. I died accidentally. Oh, that was
Catherine
it.
Got killed 2 seconds out of the arc and had to watch all the annoying
No, it wasn't 2 seconds
stuff.
Out of the arc. So I got in the car, we drove off to the place. Then I thought, I got my buggy. Let's drive around. So they told me on the minimap which way to go, but I thought, hey, I want to go this way. And I went up and I got killed. Because I didn't know there were people there with missiles and stuff. So I recommend you save. The checkpoints are... they're all right, but... you don't know when they're exactly going to be. So I do recommend saving every now and again, at least so you don't have to redo lots and lots of game. Especially because cutscenes aren't skippable. I'm not sure what to give it. Should I give it a 5?
It's also got a cooperative single player as well.
Yes, cooperative. I believe the co-op's not the main campaign, though.
Oh, really?
It's like mission things. Because
we've not done it yet.
No, we haven't done it yet. It's co-op as well, online or off, or locally. So split screen. There's also a multiplayer, which has a main focus on the buggies. I haven't played the multiplayer yet, but I would like to. But it's got more of an emphasis on the buggies and levelling up and killing people in the cars and stuff like that and racing, that kind of stuff. Would I give it a 5 or a 4? I don't think I have too many bad points to actually give it less than a 5. I'm quite enjoying it.
Then it's a 5.
Lots of people are like... quite harsh and negative about it at the moment.
Well, that's because they don't appreciate it for what it is.
No, and
because it's not good.
Well, the thing is, I'm playing it not as I want some epic storyline that's going to make me remember it for years. It's a good shooter. That's what I see it as.
You want a good meaty shooter, which is, you know, you go up to someone and you shoot them, and it's enjoyable.
Oh, and the flipping wing sticks are awesome as well. Didn't even mention the wing sticks.
They suck. Get the shotgun.
They're a great thing if you're like, if you haven't got the time to shoot. Wing stick them, knock their heads off.
Shoot.
Fine, shoot.
It's software. If you don't use the shotgun, you're playing it wrong.
Why have I been using the shotgun?
Apart from the quick free shotgun, which wasn't fantastic.
I quite like it. Even the bosses aren't too bad.
Well, id Software bosses are normally quite fun.
Yeah.
They're big, scary.
Because the thing is, with bosses in most recent games, they're a bit lame, really.
A bit lame. They're just people with, like, super high hit points.
And
at least in this, there's a bit of variety.
Well, it's nice as well because it's not just you just have to keep shooting them. They've got ways of killing them. I'm not going to go and spoil anything, but like you need to look around your environment to figure out exactly how to kill them. And
because
I like that.
Maybe there'd be a nuclear bomb that they're sat on, and you have to log into it with the computer.
And I mean, I actually found one of the bosses slightly frustrating, but now thinking about it.
That's
I actually quite liked it
nab.
Because it was down to timing, but you missed it because I don't think you were in the room.
I was in the room.
But the big one?
Sure.
The massive one?
Sure.
I liked it because I actually figured out, because after doing it for a while and wasting rockets, I was like, this isn't really working. And then I realised I was about a second out and I actually had to fire with a little bit more timing beforehand, and it was quite enjoyable. So, yeah, I'd give it a 5.
5 it is then?
Do you think I'm being too nice by giving it a 5? I don't know, I'm really quite liking it.
Obviously, it's not Doom 4.
Even know what Doom 4 is going to be like.
Well, as long as it's like Doom 3, it's alright.
Hmm.
Just remake Doom 3. Just keep the same level design.
With
VidTech
5.
Nah, not with VidTech 5, with the Unreal Engine.
What?
Because we want everything to look super shiny.
Super shiny shininess.
Yeah, so this is a good thing about the game. No super shininess, no motion blur, no stupid things like that.
Yeah.
Just high-res stuff.
High-res shooting awesomeness with some driving, which isn't too bad.
Because John Carmack, like me, knows when game developers are hiding something. John Carmack, like me, knows when game developers are hiding something.
What do you mean?
They're hiding bad graphics behind stupid lighting effects.
Oh.
Let's just make everything glow and super shiny, and it's like... is that bin over there really low res? I can't quite see because my character's blinded by the light. Yes, so anyway, Rage has our approval.
Yes.
Fun game, obviously a bit old school. But yeah.
Yeah, I'm enjoying and looking forward to finishing it.
And we're obviously looking forward to the sequel. Doom 4.
The sequel Doom 4. Well, the sequel to Rage.
Yeah, well, it's the same. It could be same universe.
Could be.
You, is there any reference to the Union Aerospace Corporation?
I don't believe so.
They might be in charge in that hospital.
Could be.
Because that's aerospace tech, definitely. So yeah, anyway, we'll be back next week
Hopefully.
Internet access required. But yeah.
We'll see you then, and yeah.
And hopefully then the sound quality will be better as well, because we'll have our proper studio.
Yeah.
Unlike this dump where all this stuff in the background ruins my voice.
Oh,
I.
So we'll catch you then.
Ooh-ah.
I can't really do it. Catch you soon.